off the top of my head, the most powerful weapon, number two. Now, I gave another talk about the most powerful weapon, and I do think that it is being very underused, not fully comprehended, undervalued. And the truth is that weapon, I believe, and first of all, let me admit, I'm underusing it. I'm undervaluing it. I'm underestimating it. But I've had enough experience of it to know that it really works. So I'm doing this not just so much for you, but for me to take full advantage of this weapon, especially in this age where we're being suppressed by these huge corporations, these huge secret service groups trying to run the world. So this weapon, here's a couple of things about it, and I talked about it before. This weapon, I'm going to call it the blood of Jesus, but it's more than that. It's the power behind the blood of Jesus and our ability that he gave us to use it in our lives. Now, these people who want to control our lives, they don't want anything to do with Jesus. In fact, some of them are 100% even satanic. You know, they wear upside down crosses and meet in little bohemian groves doing evil rituals. They're like the people of Baal. They're just real evil, and they really hate God. And so this power is especially potent against them, but it's also potent against anybody who's doing wrong, who's trying to steal from you, who's trying to take from you, trying to hurt you, trying to lie to you, trying to trick you, and trap you. So that's what this power is about. Now, the reason I'm talking to you about it, and I don't want a bunch of us sitting together applying the blood of Jesus. I want this to be an individual tool that you do, you and Jesus. That's the key. It's got to be you and the Holy Spirit, you and Jesus, one-on-one. And it can be done and should be done often, mostly maybe often, in secret, where you just sit there with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, and apply this blood of Jesus to the situation. You ask, and this is how I've kind of changed it. I ask the Holy Spirit to help you cast out everything instead of trying to cast it out yourself. You don't have that kind of strength. But the Holy Spirit, you say, hey, Holy Spirit, help me cast out this evil, whatever it is. Cast this out, and you, Holy Spirit, reign and fill and dwell and occupy. I do this under the blood of Jesus. Now, the blood inherent of itself has incredible powers. I mean, you look at the scriptures in the Bible, and there's a lot about the blood. It redeemed us. It saved us. It, you know, like the guy who stuck the spear in Jesus' side when he was hanging from the cross and water and blood flowed out. It totally changed that guy's life if you follow up on it. The blood in my own personal life, if you go back and look at the most powerful weapon, you'll see tools where I got rid of people ready to throw me in jail, beat me up, got rid of thieves who had stole their cars and brought it back. Very specific things you can apply the blood of Jesus to, and it works. It works. Now, I don't want you to believe me. I want you to test this. Jesus himself said, test all things, assuming that you're going to test them to find out if they're true or not. And you don't hold on to them if they prove bad, but if they prove good. Test all things and hold fast to that which proves good. Now, the blood of Jesus has proven good so many times. Saved my bun. It saved my business. I've made tons of money using it. It saved me from people, lawyers who were, you know, evil lawyers trying to get everything. It took them totally out of the picture. I was ready to move out of the state once, and the blood saved me. And the guy totally became, you know, ineffective, and I didn't have to move. He had me underneath his tentacles, I say. He was a lawyer who'd actually lost his legal license. Very, you know, people, a lot of people go into law to use it to dominate, control. So the blood of Jesus can be used to against those situations. Now, in this world right now, there's these, what they call the cabal, they're trying to take over the world and make you a slave. That's what communism's about. I don't care what, I wrote books about communism, and they know indoctrination. They don't want to talk about slavery, but that's 100% what communism's about from top to bottom, except for the top 100 people in the whole game or 1,000 people. Everybody else is a slave. All their enforcers, all their military, watch the way they march, watch the way they're slaves. And they do everything via rationing. That's kind of what Amazon's moving towards. Ration everybody. You got to go through us so you don't get anything. But when you have a slave, you control him by, well, if you don't do good, you're not going to get food, and you're not going to get money. You're not going to get, if you do good, like report on your neighbors, we'll give you a little extra food. That's when you go back and look at communism under Stalin, under Lenin, under Chairman Mao. Actually, look at it right now under communist China. That's exactly what goes on. You don't do good, they take away your success. And the one thing you do not want to do, and the communists hate more than anything, is God. Thus, they hate the blood of Jesus, and thus it's the most effective thing you can do. Now, I'm going to end up quickly now. Here's the way to apply it, and do it quietly. Let's do it in unity. What you do is you pick the situation, apply the blood of Jesus to it, ask the Holy Spirit's help in applying the blood of Jesus, ask the Holy Spirit's help in casting away everything not of Him, and ask the Holy Spirit's help in filling and reigning and dwelling in that space from then on out. And I've seen things, we did this, and we watched the communist wall fall that day. I mean, maybe he got in our minds and he was going to bring it down anyway, but he built my faith by doing it. So don't neglect this. Make it a private, secret, powerful tool that you use in your life, and use it all day. And the secret is the one-on-one with Jesus. Whatever you need to do, whatever you need to give up, whatever you need to do, get that more and more. You don't need a man or a woman or a preacher or a priest or a book. You need the real God, the real Jesus, the real Holy Spirit. So do whatever's necessary to get there. And the key to that is be still and know God. So with that, I'm going to say adieu. God bless. And let's change this world with the blood for good and forever. Amen.